I invite Andrea Mooney to come and share our next reading with us.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
We started this evening with the words from the beginning of John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was in the beginning with God. These words roll over us. The great drama of creation brought before us. Do you feel, did you feel as you heard them, the majesty, the power? You can hear echoes of the beginning of Genesis telling the story of creation. And we as modern day people can picture those incredible images from the Hubble telescope, swirling galaxies, shining stars stretching to infinity against the dark backdrop of the universe. All things came into being through the Word, and without the Word was not one thing that came into being. What has come into being in the Word was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Everything that is created by this word. Word is our English translation of the Greek word logos, but it doesn't just mean word like word on a page or word that we're speaking. For logos conveys much more. It means the creative energy, the driving force, the initiating source of all that is. This energy, this vibration in every atom of everything in the universe, this spirit coming forth from God that is the source of all life, the light of everything, the light that shines and cannot be overcome. That is the claim of creation, that we live in a world made by God. All of us, all creatures, all things brought forth by the creative, driving, initiating power of the Spirit we call God. Not the small, narrowly defined God so many of us carry around in our hearts and minds, but the God of the universe that we are knowing more and more about, the universe that just becomes bigger and more beautiful and more complex the more we discover. All of this amazing, mind-boggling beauty, all of this created by the Logos, the Word of God. All of creation revealing God. All that is part of the incarnation of God is in everything. All that is revealing God's self. But then the Gospel of John goes on to make another personal claim about incarnation. The true light came into the world, was in the world, but the world didn't recognize him. The Word, the Logos, became flesh, became a human being and lived among us. And we have seen the glory as of God's only begotten one, full of grace and truth. No one's ever seen God, but the only begotten one who is close to God's heart has made God known to us. God made flesh and bone, made human, made one of us. Emmanuel, the Hebrew word, meaning God with us. God in the nitty-gritty particulars of our human lives, of one human life, God revealed in the baby born in Bethlehem. That is the story, Luke's story, that we hear and sing and think about tonight. God with Mary and Joseph making that trip from Nazareth to Bethlehem. God with them as they are caught up in the crowds of people traveling. God with Joseph and his worry about trying to find a place. God with Mary and the pain of her labor. God with them, with the sheep and the goats and the donkeys, rejoicing as their baby is born. God in that baby, Emmanuel. God with us as the angels split the sky with light and song and the shepherds fall to the ground in awe and then stumble into Bethlehem looking for the child lying in a manger. Mary's baby, a little crying newborn, blinking his eyes and nuzzling to nurse, is the Savior of the world, the Christ, the Messiah, our Lord. God somehow revealed to us in that baby boy. That is the claim of incarnation. That is the claim of Christmas. Every Christmas Eve, I remember. I was 18 years old and had gone back to visit my parents in Bangladesh, where I had grown up, and then come here to go to college. So my first year after college, I went back to visit them. They were living in a much smaller town than we had ever lived in before, and we were the only foreigners for several hours travel distance. My mother was told that there was a very poor young woman who'd had a baby close by, and they could use some help, so we went to find her. The shelter where they were staying was really a shack, not much more than a lean-to, made of bamboo and plastic and some thatch. She was lying basically on the ground with some old bedding, holding her baby wrapped in a little bit of cloth. She was exhausted. It's the first time I ever saw a woman right after giving birth. Her husband had gone to try to find some food. We offered some bedding and towels and some food that we'd brought. And the baby woke up and started to fuss, nuzzling against her breast and finally starting to nurse. And as we walked away, it hit me. That's what it must have been like. That first Christmas. That's what it was like for Mary and Joseph with their newborn baby, far from home, with very, very little. That earthy, that human. This past Sunday morning, some of you held a five-week-old baby, Erica's baby, Louise Mudrek's grandbaby, Catherine. So sweet, so small, so vulnerable and helpless, so fragile, so utterly dependent on everyone else for her care. That is how God came to us. John says, no one has ever seen God. It is God, the only begotten one, who is close to God's heart, who has made God known to us. This baby, this Jesus, came to us from God's glory and light and power to our ordinary, everyday, sometimes beautiful, sometimes devastating human lives. This baby entered into the joy and pain, the delight and sorrow of life, from God's heart to our hearts. This baby Jesus shows us the heart of God. And friends, it's all love. At the center of reality, at the heart of the universe, it's all love. It's all communion. It's all relationship. It's all connection. God's heart is nothing but love. And love means openness, giving, vulnerability, risking, revealing, trusting, Over and over again, God chooses relationship to be with us, to be part of us, to be one with us, to empty God's self of power and position. God chooses love. Because true love, true intimacy always means vulnerability, always means giving away yourself. It means risking loss and rejection and even betrayal. The greater our vulnerability, the greater the risk, the deeper the possibility for intimacy, the deeper the love. That is the way of love. This baby shows us God's heart. And God's heart is wide open, unguarded, laid bare for us, risking everything for love of us. God loves us. God loves you.